Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
But my head is unraveling. Can't keep control, can't keep track of where it's traveling. I got my heart, but my heart's no good. And you're the only one that's understood. I come along, but I don't know where you're taking me. I shouldn't go.
What is up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Trying to be in a good mood right now. The more I die, ooh, yeah, I want you. Ooh, yeah, I want you. Ooh, yeah, I want you. Zach, are you, what's going on with you? You're bummed out today.
I think it's and I want you, not
shut
yeah,
up.
I want you.
Shut up. Who is that, Billy?
No mood to be correct.
Shut up, dude. Man, lyrics are fluid. The perfect drug, the perfect drug. Foley.
Oh, it's sir. Over. Oh, God damn it.
Jesus
I
Christ.
Into my elbow.
That's the show.
God damn it, Foley.
I got it, too. I know. Woo! Yeah. I'm screaming with it.
I am making out with Foley off there.
Dude, I've had a cough for a week. My cough started to go away yesterday. I was like, thank God. Then I started having deep chest pains, like some sort of like breathing.
Fortunately, the past like month, I've had all this weird shit going on with me. So the only thing I don't think I have is coronavirus. So it's great.
What
it's
else
great.
You got?
I don't know. My head's fucking...
Gina, well, you're in the age bracket where it could affect you, seriously.
Let me tell you, I have three times the mortality rate being over 50. It's 1.3% as
you're
opposed to 0.6%.
You look great,
51.
Man.
51.
Yeah.
By the way, you fucked me. I told all the fans I wasn't drinking till Skankfest. You pushed it back. They're holding me to a six-month fucking sober.
No way. You're not going to be sober for 6 months.
I love it. I'll get addicted to the streak of sobriety. You know me.
Get Gino a drink right now.
No!
Get him some whiskey.
Starting tomorrow.
Yeah, of course. What are we going to do? Look, we got a great show planned today. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. It's your boy, Zach D'Amico. We got a great show planned today. What if I get sick? Would you come in to work with me?
Yeah, I have to.
Right?
We're a team.
I know, exactly.
Go down with the ship.
Exactly. So fucking deal with it.
I shuttled Berg off to Delaware. Well, he went because his wife went.
Yeah.
So he did a Skype in today.
He's running for the hills.
Well, his wife, when she had the kid, got something wrong with her, and she took drugs that were like chemo type drugs.
Mm.
She didn't have chemo, but that's immunocompromised. She's like, I'm the fuck out of here.
Oh, so she's got immune disease.
She's like, she's under immunocompromised. Not as bad as, God forbid, someone who's 80 or who had cancer. But
yeah.
Why take fucking chances? You
I'm
know?
Scared to run home. I don't want to fucking kill my parents.
You're scared to run, period.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Beat you to that one, Zach. Fuck around, you.
Look, Gina Bisconti's here. H. Foley's here.
Always yes, love sir. Hanging with my boys.
I turn the music off. Dylan, Jesus Christ. It's fucking, I never realized how distracting that beat was. It's just so many different things.
There's a lot going on.
One point trumpets kick in. You're like, what is happening right now? Why is there a trumpet section in this Nine Inch Nails song? Stop it, Trent Reznor. So look, I guess I'm wrong. Everyone on Twitter seems to think I'm a psycho. Everyone says that I'm being a fucking... you know, that I'm downplaying it. Now it's moved, the dialogue's moved into, if you start to downplay it, now you're trying to fucking murder old people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't fucking...
I got that shit. We had Tom Cassidy on our show like 2 hours, an hour or whatever ago. I don't know why the time. And he was making me feel the same way. Because he's like rubbing it. I'm like, Tom, you're 31.
Yeah.
What are you worried about? And I'm like, they showed the mortality rates, and it's based on a huge sample because it's all the dead gooks, but there's a slant to the data. And how could I resist? It's me. Thank
I
you.
I like it. I don't
Thank
mind
you.
It.
But here's the thing. Your mortality rate, if you're 10 through 19, 20 through 29, and 30 through 39, if you're in a room of 1,000, how old are you?
32.
Okay, perfect. And you, Gomez, you're in your 30s. You're all in your 30s. So if you're in a room.
I'm 44.
You're 44?
Yeah.
Okay. No, he's 44.
Well, then yours is nearly double at one point, at 6%.
I'm in great shape, though. Right. Let's not quit screwing
But if you're
around.
In a room, you got kids in your 30s. If you're in a room of 1,000 people and they all have the coronavirus, how many people in that room are going to die? 1,000 people.
Dr. Like Piscante one. Over one or here.
Two. I love it.
Two. And I hope to God it's you two. But yeah, two. Two. There's a 0.2% mortality rate. And don't get me wrong, but and I want to get back to what you were saying. I didn't mean to interrupt. It's kind of your show. But I felt the same way. It's like, am I downplaying it by just basing it on obvious?
Well, I think that, well, here's the problem. Is this is where they're really good. So this is a fucking chick argument. I always say this about like the left and about like beta males. Because it's turned into a politicized thing. And now the dialogue and that argument has become like, well, yeah, that's fine. That's good for you. But what about old people? How could you not care about old people and all the old people that you could possibly transmit it to? So there's this like there's the invisible cooties that apparently we could all have that nobody knows. We could even not have symptoms.
It's funny.
That's a very wet call.
You said that like a girl at a bar with a glass of white wine in her hand saying that out in public.
But that's so the point they're making is they sort of like shut the conversation down, shut the dialogue down by saying that you don't care about old people. But when you start to look at it, I mean, they go, how many people fucking died? They're like, dude, 300 people died in Italy the other day. It's like, okay, well, how many people died in Italy of cancer? I have no idea. Yeah. Probably just as many, if not more. Now, how many of those 300 people that died in Italy were over the age of 75 years old? Then you're like, oh, shit, 90% of them. How many of those 90% of them already had other conditions that would probably cause them major complications? Oh, 90% of them. So you're talking about, oh, the weird one person out of all those people died.
And 100% of them were fucking Italians.
Yeah, who cares?
What?
Fucking old dagos. Good riddance. Good riddance. What the fuck is Italy done?
You know? In their defense, well, Italian, we touch everything. So fucking China doesn't tell anyone. You're in this remote town of Bergamo where fucking, you know, no one goes there. They don't let Asians in, let alone their diseases. It's like this idyllic place. And all of a sudden, they're passing around this disease they didn't know about. So they're not even used to fucking fighting diseases. It's like in Italy. I don't know if you know this. I'm Italian. I wake up every morning. Mandolin music plays.
Also, look how much the Italians talk with their hands.
Yes.
He's like fucking just swiping his fucking dead
Berg
cells.
Says this all the time. How can you not hate
Chinese people?
Stop
flicking
right now?
Your fucking corona cells at us.
He
you
just
fucking old
vampire
guinea.
Call it.
Mandolin music plays when he wakes up. Gino doesn't understand that there's an alarm on his phone.
Set to mandolin. Is that what that is?
I love Zach.
Yeah.
Is that what that fucking? Why didn't someone tell me?
The Italians, they talk a lot. They spit when they speak. They flick their fucking dumb fingers everywhere. That's why
I have cut my nose picking in half since this began. I really have. I'm a filthy Italian.
I just got out of a cab and I just grabbed the handle, closed it, and then I literally just touched my face after. I was like, I mean, that's it. That's the moment. But here's the thing, and I'm not trying to be a fucking asshole here. But it's like, why aren't cab drivers getting it? Why aren't we hearing about all these MTA employees? If it's just the airborne thing that everybody's getting it, I just feel like they just shut down fucking schools. So my son doesn't have school now for 5 weeks, okay? But
he's not cyber learning?
No.
Wow.
They're sending us homeschooling materials. That's what they're doing.
Kind of, okay.
So if there was an outbreak at a school and a bunch of like staff members at a school got it, I'd go, shit, maybe shut down schools. If there was a Broadway show where, 40 people at a Broadway show contracted coronavirus, you go like, oh, shit, you know what? That's actually a problem. Putting that many people in a room, that's an issue. But there's no evidence that's stating that. It's older people that are getting really sick from it. The people that are getting it, it doesn't seem like there's any sort of steadfast.
Shutting down Broadway cuts down the transmission of AIDS in half.
That is also true. That's actually a good idea.
Because they're queers.
Hold on.
Thank you. Guess who's staying? Guess who's staying?
Guess who's staying? Guess who's staying? No. Solid joke right there. Fucking solid joke right there, guys.
But don't you? But and I want to like tag off what you're saying. And this is the thing I had with Tom. He's like, we should be staying in. I'm like, at some point, if you don't do a single thing, then your body stagnates. You need to fucking have fresh air. You need to fucking be active because, you know, the human body can, it's better at fighting off. Like, you need to work out. You need
Nobody's saying that to do that.
Gino, but as of tonight.
You can go to the park. You can put on your wife beater t-shirt. You can play bocce. all right, with the other Italian guys in the neighborhood.
It just takes
you can walk around. You can feed the pigeons.
This is racist. Why am I the racist guy? That's
nobody's
racist,
saying man. Just sit at home on the couch. They're just saying don't get around people.
Hit your wife. She's in the kitchen. Get some cardio.
Gino, you think Gino can afford a second piece of bread for pigeons?
Hate you people.
Dude, I hate the fact that now it's just sort of like they've shut down the dialogue. They've shut down. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not one of these people being like, oh, dude, 9/11 was an inside job or fucking, you know, Sandy Hook didn't happen. I'm not that guy at all. But I'm just saying, it's a little fucking weird the media blitz that happened here. When you look at the actual danger of it all, it's a little crazy that it's gotten to this extreme. I haven't had anybody be able to explain it to me in any way where I go, oh, yeah, well, you know what? That does fucking make sense. I'm just waiting for that. And when you start to say that now publicly on an online forum like Twitter, well, now you're just a fucking piece of shit. And how dare you? You're such a horrible person, right? Because people are dying. But it's like, dude, you don't fucking care about people dying about other things. Are you these same people that are freaking out? Are they freaking out about people dying from obesity or heart disease or cancer or anything else? So what is your issue? And these are things that are actually killing people at a much higher rate, a substantially higher rate, and it's preventable, and it's fucking preventable. So I'm not saying fucking. I know that this thing is spreading, okay, but I'm just saying, don't be a fucking phony. Don't act like you actually give a shit about people when you only give a shit about people when it's fucking trendy. This is simply a fucking hashtag right now, and people take advantage of it, and it's just annoying.
I'm surprised you're surprised by that. You've been around the block a couple of times. That's what that shit is. It's a bunch of fucking losers and a bunch of fucking phonies on their fucking preaching on their fucking soapboxes. That's what it's all about.
Do you think they should have shut down all the bars and stuff?
I don't think that they should.
Not the gay ones. Huh? Keep it open for Uncle Hank.
I just don't see the evidence. I don't see the evidence that was becoming an issue. I don't see if there was a movie theater in the Upper West Side that had 25 people that got sick with coronavirus, I would go, okay, there's something to that.
But didn't they close those so that wouldn't happen?
I don't think, no, but wouldn't that already have happened, though? Where is this coming from?
We don't
you guys are leaving out the variable that they know more than we do, that there's something that we're not being told. And also,
I know, but I'm skeptical, and I'm like, oh, there's some fucking other shit at work right now.
Possibly.
And I'm not like, oh, the fucking left created this, they're in cahoots with China. I'm not one of those people. I don't think that.
They say it was the U.S. Army that created it.
I think this shit.
The Chinese say that.
Yeah.
Oh, U.S. Army, not us.
Yeah. Oh, and it's no coincidence that the head of Harvard's biology department got arrested in January for having ties and getting money from Wuhan.
Wuhan.
So you're saying it? You're saying that lends credence to what he's saying? That
I think this was created.
Yes. Oh, I think it was created.
Here we go.
But I heard
this
here's
the podcast.
Here's the one I heard that I believe it was created in that Wuhan plant or whatever you want to call it, facility, and after they were done testing the animals, one of the fucking people they gave the bat to dispose it, like, sold it to someone. I don't know if it was alive or dead or whatever, but they sold, like, you know, it's some janitor making shit money, like, throw this out. It's like, or sell this because they're not people and they eat fucking bats, and next time you bitch about overpopulating in this fucking country and be like, oh, it's like the fucking border facilities are like fucking concentration camps. No, they're not. No, they're not. No one was sneaking into Auschwitz. People are dying to get, no one was digging a fence into Auschwitz and they were burning through the reservations. But I'm telling you, fucking, we let everyone in and people are dying to get in here, and fucking, that's because in other countries they have to eat bats because there's so many fucking people.
You never had bats? It's not that bad.
No.
Wow, Gino Bisconti,
little duck
coming out,
right,
throwing
but
down,
you know,
the fucking gauntlet. No one's safe. I think that was a racist rant.
Last time I was in this studio, I was doing
definitely
You're
wasn't
welcome,
a Bernie
Michael
Sanders.
Malice says it's ridiculous to say. It's like they said it traveled monkey to bat. That's ridiculous to say. I'm like, it's never been said. Well, Jackie Robinson's first baseball game, they said monkey to bat, but that was the only other time.
That was good.
Yeah, that's
good enough of a joke to repeat. I'll give you that right now.
And I told you I was shoehorning it in.
Yeah, I don't care. I think I have no problem with that.
But I mean it. Like, all that ranting and kidding aside, we let everyone in this country. And you look at shit like this that happens, it's because there's so many fucking people. Every day you wake up, and I say this all the time, but I heard it somewhere and it's a fact. You're in a bad mood. They shut down your gym. Be thankful, Luis J. Gomez, because look at this. Look at the fucking world population. There was a 90% chance, I think that's the number, you would have been born as a Chinese or a Chinese or Indian person. God for fucking bid. We win every day we wake up because we were born as residents of this country.
I know.
It's fucking amazing. Imagine and I mean, Canada, even Mexico. You know, I don't give a fuck. Like, the fact that we didn't wake up born in China or
now,
India.
Now we're going into my territory. Relax.
Alex Jones Bisconti.
Holy shit.
Think about the numbers.
I had no idea.
Gino Bisconti lives his life like...
Wow.
Gino Bisconti lives his life like a Mexican. I want to point this out.
Without a
doubt. He has seven roommates. He fucking drives a shit car. He's a fucking drain on society.
That's why he doesn't want anybody moving in here.
I'll stop you when I disagree.
He has the nerve to shit on our cultures.
I didn't. I was saying, like, even if you're you should be happy.
You're, you know what? You know what, Gino?
I don't
agree with everything you're saying right now. I can't even deny it.
And everything you said about me, I agree with that as well.
It's very true.
To drain on society.
You think open borders is to blame for this?
No. No. It's just there's too many fucking people, and this will fucking empty some of it out. And aren't you glad? Here's another thing. People that want to vote for Bernie and get fucking universal health care. Wouldn't you rather have fucking regular health care? Right now, unlike Canada, where they have one fucking medical thing, we have 18 fucking pharmaceutical companies rushing to come up with a cure. Rushing. First one to get it wins. Gets to charge the most. Gets to charge China. We win.
I knew you were going to go with China. That's
China's cool.
The
they're all settled down. They're good.
Yeah, yeah. That's another thing.
Yeah, by the way, aren't they? Aren't the numbers are going down, right? Isn't it like 3 cases a day now?
Yeah, they're cool. China's
the numbers
cool.
are on a downward slope.
That's how much Gino drinks.
The numbers are on a downward slope. That's so
that was
dumb,
also good.
It really made me
that was also good. Listen to me. Maybe I'm wrong. 573 Gasline. If you can explain to me. If you can explain to me what I'm missing here, and you get me to fucking agree with it, we're going to give you a free Shannon what?
A free Shannon what? You ever get a Shannon
can,
what?
Can I try to explain it to you?
We're giving you it's a Shan Wow. It's a picture of Shannon's tits on a rag that you get to wipe your counter with. It's a Shan Wow.
Were you going to explain it?
Well, I was reading some stuff about the Italy quarantine this morning and how they wished that they had done it earlier and the process of that they went through to get to where they are now, and that we're like 2 weeks out basically from where they are right now. And the point of quarantining and keep a social distancing and all that is because a lot of people that have it are asymptomatic and they're spreading it, and that's what's getting to old people, and the old people are dying.
Yeah.
And that's why they're just trying to keep people away from congregating together to stop the spread of it right now so that the hospitals don't get overrun with people. And then because if the hospitals are overrun, people that are just sick with normal stuff don't get taken care of because coronavirus is in the front of it. So that's the main part, just to not overrun our healthcare system.
But let me ask you a question, just as sort of a rebuttal to that. Wouldn't the media maybe pulling their foot off the gas a little bit be a better way to get people not to freak out? So when they're coughing or having a little bit of a stuffy nose, they're not running to the emergency room and freaking out, and also making the fucking lines to the supermarket. Like, I mean, this is like, I feel like the media has a responsibility to sort of report the news in an honest way. And I did tweet this, which is the reality. If you talk to doctors, it's just the way you frame it. Right now, even in its worst iteration, let's say it's 10 times worse than the flu. You and everyone you know, most likely, more than likely, chances are, from the statistics, are not going to either get or die from the coronavirus. So why are we not framing that up front? Why is that not sort of like, hey, just so you guys know, this isn't something to freak out about. You don't have to fucking, you know, what it would be smart. Maybe the first thing to do would be to put out information and say, hey, it would be really smart if we shut down our businesses. It'd be really smart. Instead of making people freak out.
I agree with
and
you.
It sort of makes a pushback, because for me, like, my first thing is like, well, there's something going on here and I don't buy it. And I think that's where you sort of get this, like, and it becomes, it's politicized. Now fucking right wingers are saying that it's fucking overblown. People on the left are saying that we're, you know, the one chick, I don't want to trash this comic.
Do it.
I don't want to trash her. Do you see the one chick like crying? Like she's like two camera, just like hysterical.
You know? Tell me her initials. Comic. Tell me her initials were KW. I'll laugh my ass off.
Anyone who makes a video of themselves crying is mentally ill.
Yeah.
There's the one girl who fucking, it was on the news. It was like, she was like, I saw a little old woman sitting in a car and she opened her window and gave me a $100 bill. And I went and it's like, I don't even believe you, bitch. I don't believe there was an old woman.
Why is this a news story?
I don't know. It's psychotic.
Can I just answer with my two part thing to you?
So, hold on, Shannon.
The Dow's
now
down.
Show them empty.
So the first part is the news is a business. They obviously want to sensationalize everything so that people will continue to watch.
Yeah.
So that's the first part. And the second part is I think that they have They have to make it seem serious. Otherwise, people like you, for example, are not going to take it seriously and still go out in large events and quaff all over the place because they don't take it seriously.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah. But, you know, once again, fine, Shannon, yes, you've articulated what everyone has been. Yes, that is. You have regurgitated the horse shit that everyone else has fucking said.
So what
of
that? What about that aren't you buying?
Because it is it's sort of a big. I'm just saying, like, the worst case scenario, like, what is this fucking crazy thing? It's just not. There are people dying of crazier shit every day, and we're not closing the fucking schools or closing the business.
Yeah, but you're not going to sit down and watch the guy with cancer. You're not going to sit and watch that.
We can easily stop this from happening by just staying home.
Get you nervous.
Oh, say that again.
We can easily stop this from spreading by just making a couple concessions right now.
Shannon's trying to fucking get off of work right now, and I know what's going on.
No, I know work will never stop here, regardless of what the government says.
You're fucking. You're coming in. Do you think you're not?
This is my only job. My other job is shut down right now, so I need.
You gotta come in. Exactly.
But yeah, it's just it's so easy for us.
How many people congregate on that street corner?
It's easy for us to slow this.
I called her a whore. Guys, hold on, I'm interrupting.
I'm sorry.
You guys get it, huh? I said she was, it's really clever what I'm.
Shannon, suck Gino's dick.
Even in a pandemic, Gino Bisconte playing the hits.
How much fun is it when we hang out? This will keep you healthy, just laughing out all these germs. Anyway.
Call a woman a whore is Gino's piano man.
That's my go-to. I'll do a Holocaust joke.
I'm just saying, fine, here's what's going to happen, okay? The smoke will clear and the world will not end. A bunch of people will not die. It will not be exactly what they said it was, right? And they'll go, oh, cool, it's because we fucking stopped everyone on their tracks from hanging out. However, okay, even in China and Italy, it's not like huge swaths of their population are
Italy
gone.
Doubled deaths overnight.
But there had to be.
There's not that many deaths, Shannon. How many deaths are in Italy? Pull up in Italy.
Have someone call in or explain.
And put on some pizzeria music.
It was a remote village, right? And it was mostly old people. And it's. I'm telling you, it's like when those countries are introduced, they're so isolated. They're introduced to a. Like they. I'm not saying they have no immunity.
Isolated.
Yeah, but they're just introduced to this germ. They're not even used to anything. They live in this sterile environment.
Gino, stop using the excuse when you gave Native Americans fucking smallpox blankets.
It was me. It was me. Sure, I would have been big on the idea, but I wasn't there. Thank
all right,
you.
Let me get some. Let's get some Italian statistics.
I'm gonna sing the Italy national anthem. Italy, okay. Italy, 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 Italy,
so
Italy.
Pepperoni pizza soprasata. Okay. 368 coronavirus deaths in 24 hours.
1,800 so far in Italy.
Okay, how many people are in Italy?
Wait, can you scroll down? I want to read that. Can please, because, okay, Italy on Sunday reported 368 new deaths from the coronavirus.
Gino, faster.
As the country's death toll hit 18.
Faster, come on.
Cases rose to 24,747, with 21,157 on Saturday. The country's civil protection authority said governments around the world have stepped up restrictions, blah, 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 which has killed nearly 5,800 people, over 153,000, and it's much higher, but they don't keep going, please. According to the World Health Organization, Spain became. All right, that's all it says. It doesn't tell you what the details of the age of these people.
We don't know how much aid they had.
Here's the one thing that I think of when I see that. Like 80% of the deaths in this country all came from one nursing home in Washington State. People were like 75 or older. So I'm wondering if it just hit some like elderly village, because there's a lot of. I'm gonna say it. It's you ever heard? There's a reason it's called the old country. There's a reason. There's places that people have never heard.
What
of
are the what are the Italy. Ages? What are the ages of these dead people
it
in
doesn't
Italy?
Say in that article.
Can we find out, Shannon? Have we do a little bit of fucking research instead of just throwing some doomsday facts at me, Shannon?
Yeah.
That was Al Jazeera, by the way. That's where we're getting our news from now. Al Jazeera.
Dude, I subscribe. They, to the people. Who, Times. Anyone heard of that?
The people Fox who, News up there. Come on.
The people who attacked us on 9/11.
That's what we're reading right now.
Is there a news network now? I'm really smart.
See what Tucker Carlson thinks. That's what I want to know.
I love Tucker Carlson.
Shannon.
I'm sure you do.
Gino,
I do.
Gino, just fucking
I had no
pull
idea,
it back a little
Gino.
Bit. You can't win the argument if you fucking go lean completely into the Fox News racist.
Dude, I listen to MSNBC as well.
You have to talk about...
just so I can yell at Matt Al. Lying cunt!
Gino, you have to start off with good things that black people do. Before you go into a rant...
They shut down all the good things black people do. The NBA, done. Baseball, pushback.
Movie theaters, done.
Done.
Dance club.
Look at this. Here we go. In Italy. Way to go. All right. So older than 70. Wow. 51 to 70. That's a big chunk.
Gino's getting nervous.
Oh my God, 19 to 50.
22%.
Oh, wait, Jesus Christ. Cases. I just shit my pants. I thought that was the mortality rate. That's cases.
Shannon, see, here's the.
None of my boys.
Go back up. Go back. See, this is not the way you would cut up an Italian pizza, by the way. That is.
I think that's great. I think that's, yeah,
that's ridiculous.
That's good.
Shannon, what can we.
Who got the pie?
Can we see the deaths, Shannon? As opposed to.
Show me deaths!
There. Once again, Shannon is trying to portray that. Because Shannon's part of this fucking. What I'm realizing
know, I'm just
now.
Answering the
No. You're part of this fucking new age liberal media. Yeah, we get it. True. You're
can
fucking.
Can we get the Graf in a Detroit style pizza?
That's just.
We get a Sicilian model over here?
Holes.
A deep dish death trap.
Can we please?
Let's see. There you go. Like they don't even like. That's the thing that gets me.
They
about
don't
this
show.
Story.
They don't
like,
show.
Like someone sent the clip of all the coffins in that church in Bergamo, and they're like, I get it. People died, but just tell me. You want to wager? By the way, there's nothing to wager on. A guy sent me a link. BetOnTheWeather.io. Thinking about it.
Oh Jesus.
I'm telling you, I guarantee it was some elderly village, you know, and like it just took it out.
You know,
like
we're gonna try to figure it out.
Like okay. Outbreak. Like the monkey in Outbreak. What was his name? Cuba Gooding?
Come on, right. Man. What are we doing here?
Gino, Jesus.
Crazy, Gino. This fucking really racist.
Don't drag me
that's
into this.
It's a racism explosion.
What was the monkey in Outbreak? Cuba Gooding Jr.
I got beans,
Jesus
greens, potatoes,
Christ.
Tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it.
I don't care.
That was too far. I'll even say that one.
These are deaths.
These are deaths. Okay, so
is Gino on there somewhere?
Okay, deaths, age group, and years.
So the percentages.
80. Yes. So let's do the math. 80. Okay. 88.5%. 15% of people. Oh, no, who am I kidding? If you're fucking under 60, 1%.
So okay. Yeah, that is true.
One, by the way, 1% the music is excellent. Thank you, guys.
1% of the deaths are between the ages of 40 and 60.
Yes.
99% of the ages above 60 and above. More than half are 80 and above. Yeah, I mean, that's you have to look
more
at
more than
that.
Half, 3/4.
But what does that matter?
4/5. What's that? What's it matter? It's getting back.
What's the matter with you?
It's getting very good. It's getting back to everything we're saying. The younger you are, I have a feeling that this virus is just something that lives a long time outside of people, which means you have more of a chance of getting it. But whoever gets it, if you're healthy, knock wood and take care of yourself. The human body is an amazing thing. Women's too. It's amazing, and it fights off infection. The healthier you are, the more it fights it off. And again, I feel like I'm
true.
You being the naysayer, but. I mean, if you just shut the fuck down and hold up, you're stagnant. I'm not saying go out and cough on old people, but I'm saying try to stay active. Yeah. Try to fucking get outside a little bit, because if you shutter down in your apartment mentally, you're feeling sick, even though you're not. You're like you're living in fear. You're living in lack. You can't do that.
I don't want to live in lack.
I don't know. It's pretty awesome. And I got a freezer full of Totino's pizza rolls at my house.
That's you have an abundance of Totino's.
I will say maybe I'm buying the media hype too, because I am buying extra things at the supermarket. Like I bought double milk, double eggs.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Double stuffed Oreos.
Oh,
it's
man.
Weird that it's always those old school.
I'm going to get Gullman, so fat.
Gullman doesn't
so
fit on that. I think it's great on the cookies. I like it.
Fat. It's going to be a problem. Shannon, it's going to be a problem. Here's what I need, okay? They're shutting the gyms down tonight. I need a fan that has a gym in New York City in their building, right? Because they're not shutting down building gyms, right?
I don't think so. I don't know, though. No, because that's not as, like, densely compact.
I need a fucking... But I need a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm. Can't you work out?
I'm right here.
Can't you work out outside?
No, dude.
Street stuff?
No.
Push-ups, sit-ups?
Fucking street stuff,
it's all
man.
I'm going to send you a chin-up bar. It's all isometric.
God fucking biometric. Damn it, man.
Some kind of metric. Kind of metric?
She knows those calisthenics.
Hey, what was that monkey in Outbreak? If you don't want me to do it, it's like talking to my nephew. If you don't want me to do it, don't laugh.
Talking about sucking his dick. He giggles every time. Uncle Gino, that feels funny.
I love how creepy that is. I fucking love. Just admit you're bored when we don't hang out. Come on, guys. I need that.
I mean, yeah, I might have to buy a fucking... If I buy a bench and some weights, right, where you have like... What about those weights that you clip on... And you could create. Look them up, Shannon. Find these weights for me.
I know Bowflex makes those. They're like $300.
Bowflex.
Amazon.
I'm up to 6 rubber bands. I have about 50 pounds in dumbbells and one of those exercise balls. That's all I need. I mean, I know I'm hulking and massive, but just to stay active.
I'm doing this fucking...
You are an old Italian.
Yeah. You know what I have?
I do a three squat of struts every day.
How much do they go to? How much do they go to?
From five.
Gino's got the weighted clubs like the Iron Sheik.
I have the heavy hands, and I just walk around the apartment.
52.5 isn't heavy enough.
They go from 5 to 52.5 each one.
No shit, Shannon. I'm not going to put one on each. I need fucking probably I need to go up to 90.
$329?
Miss is just for like
yeah, that,
2 weeks.
But you don't want that.
What?
That's, you're paying for the fucking glitch of it. For the dude, I got how much weight? How much total weight is that?
100 and.
Gina, you understand what it does though, right? So it goes
yeah,
from
you
five.
Click in and click out. But okay, take the time to unscrew the thing and fucking, you know, put the weights on. I have 150 no, 100.
Just get the shake weight.
I have 110 pounds.
Oh,
of fucking
you're saying
dumbbells.
The dumbbells.
You're paying for the fucking novelty of the clicker.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, just pay for the dumbbell.
Gina sounds like he's trying to not buy a color television.
I don't like colored anything
in 1970. Trinitron, my ass.
You're paying for the novelty of the clicker. You get up, you walk over. There's only 13 channels. I mean,
sure, the thing fell off. We got a wrench.
You got two knobs. What, are you overwhelmed?
So why do you care to what color pants that the guys are wearing? Huh? Who gives a shit?
I really am the old Italian.
It's a Lucy and it's a Desi.
I'm the
come
old
on.
Italian. Wait, what do you need? Color TV? You know what color everything is. Oh, I am that. When did I become that guy?
I don't care what color the beaver's hat is, okay? I don't give a shit. As long as I can see the mama, I'm fine, okay?
You're all right. I can't even argue with you.
What's that kid of Wally's a problem anyway?
Next time I do this show, I'm wearing nothing but a white beater. I swear to God.
What do I need apps for? I just got to make phone calls.
Dude, I don't do this in my act, but I joke about this a lot, and I think it's funny because it's a true story. You know what the word for car is in Italian? You know you say car in Italian?
What?
This is how laid back. Macchina, which means machine.
Yeah.
So the car was invented when? Like 1920? I don't even know. So imagine the guy that drives up in the car is like, it's called a car. What do you want to call it? This is the greatest machine ever. We're going to call it La Macchina. And then the Italian guy's like, what if they invent, you know, something better? Like something that flies or goes to the moon? You're out of your fucking mind. This is the greatest machine ever invented. And they call it Macchina. Now everything after that is La Plane, La Space Shuttle. Ill computer. I just found that. What is that? You didn't like it.
It was another Wuhan death. Just now.
But I think that is humorous.
It's good the clubs are closing for a few weeks.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, that really, doesn't affect me
that really
at all.
Died in the third act.
I lost four spots if they shut down 2 months.
All right, so I had this idea. What I wanted to do is I wanted to just put it out on the email, tell people to email us, realassofficial@gmail.com, and then put together a show in the park. For like 20 people. Nothing crazy. Not a big group. A little fucking group. A little private show. Get like 5 comics out, right? Everyone does like 10 minutes. Then we fucking just chill in the park. We all keep our distance. We project. Is that threatening the lives of old people? Am I being a piece of shit? Shannon?
You should start a militia.
Shannon? Am I threatening the lives of old people by trying to organize something like that?
I think as long as everyone doesn't sit too closely together, it's
God.
Okay.
You're a fucking sheep. That's your problem, Shannon. This is why you're never going to get tits, because you're a sheep.
Do you know who are also sheep? People who use the term sheep.
You know who are also sheep?
How pretty fucking good. Meta.
You know who are also sheep?
Who?
Sheep.
I checked.
I'm a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah, that's not a sheep. That's a wolf.
You're a fucking idiot, okay? Don't tell me. Do you think that you're... Okay, I'm going to be right. By the way, I will be right. It's all the smoke's going to clear, and we're all going to be okay, and I'm going to be right. And I've been right the whole time. I've not been wrong about this at all. And then everyone's calling me an idiot right now, but I'm like, okay, well, we'll see. And I think I would have been right regardless. I don't think us shutting things down actually is going to even stop the spread.
You know who else? Jews are pretty sheep. Terrible. I sat on it. I thought about it, but I went with it.
Pretty sheep.
I tried to make it sound like I tried to sell the C sound in sheep.
I found you better dumbbells.
Let me say, what
they
do we
go
got?
Up to 90 pounds.
Ooh.
It's just one, though, for the same price. Look,
again.
Oh, just one?
Listen, Uncle Gino, you're paying for the goddamn clicker. You're wasting your money on the I'll come over your house, I'll click it for you. You don't need that. I'll come by your house, I'll show you how to screw the dumbbells on, save you.
I can't spend $600 on that, Shannon.
It's insane. It's $300.
Can you just do one?
No.
One side, then the other side?
All isometric? No way. It's going to be psychotic.
That's insane. So you're paying $400? You are I'm not saying you're paying for the clicker again.
Why does the man no, Shannon.
I tried. I'm sorry.
No. Well, what about an entire...
Is that Gino at a slave auction? You're paying for the clicker?
Clicker, please. Are you? Who's paying for this clicker?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know how horrifying it is to realize Gino's an influence on my comedy?
This is a 190-pound clicker. I don't know what they've been feeding it.
Strong back.
Jesus Christ. Dude, you would pay twice as much for a clicker in another neighborhood.
I think that's...
I've had this clicker rattling around my basement for fucking months, not even using it.
I think it would be. I think that would be a good idea to put because I have all these new jokes. I was at stand-up New York the other night. I was doing all these I was just telling all these jokes about Corona. I was making people feel great about it.
Who books that now?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I go through the manager.
Oh, dude, please. Yeah, I go through Alter. I don't go through Judy Gold's kid, that fucking entitled little faggot.
Uh-oh. Jesus Christ.
What happened? Did I say something wrong?
Jesus Christ.
I'm so worried about not getting booked.
Jesus Christ.
By that entitled little nepotistic cock. Wow. What happened?
Wow.
Wow, you think it'll get back to him? I'd hate that. This is like when I work with Burke. You know what? I don't give a fuck.
Gina doesn't care, dude.
Nope.
The gloves are off.
Nope. Oh, you can't say that. I just said it.
Shannon. Shannon. Yes. So you say the rules are how many feet between each person at this my show?
I don't know.
Typically, six.
I don't know what the rules
are. All right, six feet between each person.
That's what
I thought
good.
They said.
Yeah. I needed an 18-foot room to do my last show. Zach can do math.
I think this is just them covering their... I think it's already all out there.
Zach.
Yes.
It's already all out there.
They're all just covering their ass now.
And that's the thing. They don't have enough testing to fucking test everybody, so it's like, all right, shut everything down.
Yeah.
I think if they tested everybody in the country right now, the numbers would be staggering.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're saying. They're like... And that's another reason to be optimistic, because they're saying even these numbers, which are... thank you so much, which are ridiculous.
Is that decaf? I hope that's fucking decaf.
It's black, like the monkey in... Okay.
Jesus.
Stop it, Gino.
I can't. Look.
Fuck me. You're making me uncomfortable. Yeah. Possible.
I got Disney residual checks on the way, keeping me alive.
Do you really?
Yeah, cool it with this, will you? Jesus Christ.
I forget what I was going to say. Oh,
I'm in the MCU over here. You're fucking killing me.
That's why the numbers are even more.
Those pizza rolls don't pay for themselves.
Yeah, no shit.
That's why the numbers are even more promising, because they didn't even include blacks as people. Oh, wait. That
Gino!
Wasn't it. No, I meant. There's,
God damn it, Gino!
There's so many undiagnosed cases. You know, of the like the minor cases of it. So, like, imagine they're like, all right, so 3 people out of 1,000 that had it. It was actually 3 people that died out of 1,500 that had it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So that's another reason to be optimistic.
Exactly. See, Shannon, what do you say to that, you stupid bitch?
Yeah. I think you can be optimistic.
What are you pouring in there?
Water to thin it out a little because it's hot and it cuts
What is that, Anisette? What are you... this guy's into the Zambuca. It's 11 o'clock.
No one's having more fun than me.
Jesus Christ.
No one is having more
Gino,
fun than me
Gino, our racist
right
Italian grandfather.
No one's having more fun than me.
Hey, after dinner, we'll do a few shots of Buki. Yeah.
My old dad...
the blacks, so they don't know what's going on.
My old man used to pour Buki in his coffee, and me and my brother would laugh, and he would just keep pouring it because it would make it... He was drunk by the time he left. He was
Jesus. Like the captain on the Titanic. This fucking guy.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah, well, my son's mother, she works in the nightlife industry. She's fucking grounded. My son's grounded. He's not going anywhere. I have a feeling they're going to... I was trying to fucking take a vacation. For my birthday, because Skankfest is not happening now. And Ralph goes on these vacations with women around the world. And I was like, that's what I want to do. I want to go on a fucking vacation with some fucking whores. How cool would that be?
I'm supposed to go to Hawaii at the end of this month.
And I'm not doing that at all.
But plane tickets because are really cheap right
now,
right?
Yeah, they're super cheap, man.
I'm going to buy a ticket. I got to get my LA.
Well, I think if you get all, like, just don't buy them for the next month or two. If you buy them now for months from now, I think it's going to be worth it. I have a feeling they're going to start doing some crazy shit where they're going to be really limiting air travel.
Are you scared to travel right now? Is that what you're saying?
I'm scared to travel, not mainland U.S.,
yeah,
like I was gonna go to Puerto Rico, but I'm like, nah, dude, I need to be able to drive.
In and out of New York is like everyone's flying there anyway from everywhere. That's the epicenter. So once you fly on a plane into New York, you're part of it, right?
Yeah, but they said if you come back from somewhere and they test you, you could be quarantined in some fucking airport Hilton for fucking 3 weeks.
Well, that's where you, that's
awesome.
Where, yeah.
It's like my Xbox, yes. Dude.
What Gino calls a residency?
What am I, Rockefeller? I park dude, in their lot.
Honestly, some of these fucking comics.
Hey, they got me at the Hilton over here at the airport. Come by.
I got Corona.
Well, they shut down all restaurants, right? Think about like all the comedians that are like waiting tables that they can't do anything now.
Yeah.
They went from fucking like the way they make money is by waiting tables. They tell fucking jokes. Now there's nothing to do.
Thank God there's dogs that need to be walked.
I know.
Seriously. Well, no, everybody's home walking their own dogs.
I know. That's also true. You know?
Are you letting your kid see other kids? Are you guys letting him have
sexually?
Are you letting him have play dates and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I let him have play dates. Well, the kids aren't getting it, right? Are they like, are they asymptomatic too?
Asymptomatic.
Shannon, you fucking kids can't play. No playing allowed.
The kids can't. No kid has died from it. But they can carry it.
But
spread it.
But shut up, Shannon. You don't know shit. You don't know anything.
So far.
Dr. fucking Titberg.
Based on information shared.
Like that she's Jewish.
Based on what information
shared. So
Shannon,
shared? You would be against play dates? Against with the kids getting together? That's no good?
No playing. No smiling, no
kids
laughter.
Are so gross, though.
We are. It's so funny.
That's true.
We are fucking just laying down. This is how the government and the media can. How quickly they can control us. How quickly they can scare us. How quickly they can get us to just fucking be fucking obedient, go into our homes, not say anything. And then if you even say anything, then other people, they're doing the work for them. They're doing the work for them. Like, you piece of shit. Yeah. You're trying to kill old people. I'm sorry. In the worst case scenario, if everyone fucking dies that they say could possibly fucking die, it just doesn't seem that bad. Am I crazy?
I don't want to agree with you, but I am nodding vigorously.
And then sometimes, Lewis, some of us have living family members, so we do give a shit.
I do
see,
too.
That's what I. All my parents, all my older relatives, dead.
I love my aunt Emery.
But you know what I just thought?
Yeah, but she's already got one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel.
I love that.
Everyone that is over 80 has one foot in the grave already. They already have one foot in the grave.
They say 80 is the new coronavirus.
You know what I'm surprised about? Because these millennials are so selfish that they would want their grandparents to die because they all probably got a couple of fucking bucks.
I know.
That'll be a big transfer of wealth. Grandpa dies, all of a sudden you got your hands on a couple of fucking stacks.
You have a living will?
Me?
Yeah.
What do you mean, do I have a living
will?
Well,
I mean a will. I don't know what
Will
No, I don't have a will.
Why you do this?
Do I have a will?
Why you do this? I don't have coronavirus. So all right,
yeah,
look, let's
you drop
change.
Dead, who gets your Disney checks?
Let's change subjects for a minute, okay?
I think that was very insightful what we did there.
It was great.
Hard hitting.
You were spitting out hate. What are you talking about? Zero facts. What do you mean? That wasn't insightful.
You're gonna waste $400 on a stupid clicker, on a lazy clicker, on a filthy clicker.
I thought we learned a lot there.
You're racist on a clicker, please.
I love Foley on the show. You're gonna come up more.
Jesus.
Hold on, I need a little more anesthet.
Oh, look at him.
Italy.
What are you, a divorce detective? Fucking pouring booze in your coffee? This kid's on the fucking rails.
Italy.
Right, come on over here. I tell you the story of the time there was a bigger pandemic. I was a younger man in the New York City. I worked at all the clubs. I wanted the biggest comedians all around. I worked very clean.
You don't want there to be a pandemic so nobody remembers his career.
Oh, my God. Everyone's dead. That was a close one.
Gina will tell the stories about how he was the most famous comedian.
Perhaps you remember me? No. Oh, thank Christ.
Robin
I was
Williams.
One of the biggest comedians.
So there I was. I was playing Madison Square Garden.
Funny. Gina's still putting in the veils to catch a rising star.
So what happened with my girl, Shannon? Okay, boomer girl. What happened to her? I started watching her Twitch. I thought she was a fucking, like, straight up off the boat Mexican. She's borderline retarded.
Yep.
She's just, dude, she's so dumb. It's awesome. I love her. I don't give a shit, dude. Shannon, listen to me. Whatever she says is right.
Okay.
Just deal with it, okay?
Get ready for what she's going to say.
Yeah, she's great. Go ahead. Oh, look at her. Good. Well, pause it for a second. Gina, do you not know who...
I don't know who she is.
Pull up the original. You got to pull up the original.
All right, then. Hold on one sec.
I love the original. I showed it to my son.
Now she's just some.
Did I check?
On TikTok now? Because that's sweeping the nation.
She's a TikTok.
Oh, there you go. That's the thing now. Are you on the TikTok, Foley?
Get the fuck out. It's all little kids with their tits out. I can't go on that.
Well, I don't know.
What are you, nuts?
I have a couple of OnlyFans I'm following.
Right here. Oh, my God. Some volume. Ugh,
Bernie.
Boomer, whatever you say, Boomer. Okay, Boomer, whatever. You keep it going. No, keep it going.
Boomer. You're just looking at her tits and hoping the Bernie thing flops up.
No.
I'm talking to myself then.
Is this a little kid or is this an adult?
I don't know, man.
She's just old.
She's like 22.
I don't know. Yeah. Foley's fucking checking to make sure Free gives it.
Oh, my God. She's missing out on a ton of cash.
What was that one?
This is the best of her.
Oh, let's see the best of her.
You understand? She could do like that. She could do the underage porn.
I don't care. I don't care if she's eight. She's ridiculous.
Yeah. So when did you start? Like, when did you become enamored?
This shit is so dumb.
Gino, shut up.
You
don't
need to hear.
Whoa, did you guys see?
Can you go back like 12 frames real quick?
Real quick, rewind for a second. And let's... Oh, my God. She's retarded. She's so hot. I mean,
yes.
And just try to pause it when her skirt flies up.
See, I told you were.
Right there!
Oh, wow. Wow.
We need the Monday Night Football guys in here for this.
Yeah, there we go.
One more click. More click.
Are you kidding me?
For God's
sake. Way to blow it, Pop Pop. Jesus Christ, Gino.
Italy. Oh. All right, so what's this video we have to see now where she talks?
This stinks.
No,
this is what kids are doing?
How old are you that you're sitting here saying kids?
She's 22 years old. I'm 44. This shit's dumb.
What's the biggest age gap in a girl you fucked?
My girlfriend's 32.
12 years?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, nothing. Nothing. I got a...
That's an older lady.
Ready for this? 24. 24 is my record.
A girl that was 24 years younger than you?
Yep.
Ugh, it's disgusting.
Is that your ex?
No, she was 20 years younger.
All right. That's fine. We don't have to watch anymore, but she's fucking crazy. She's perfect.
Yeah.
She's a goddamn perfect angel. So she also speaks.
A-Rod's a biracial angel. Other guys, great movie, go on.
She speaks as well, correct, Shannon?
Yeah, she does.
Let's see what she says.
Okay. Well, this is not going to be good.
Oh, Derek.
I just ate a cup noodle myself, but Jeff Bezos is out there eating a $1,000 steak in his $1 trillion mansion.
Nope.
And then what are you doing? What are we doing?
What are we doing?
We're here on my stream eating a cup noodle.
I'd like to be under her stream.
I'd like her to be under my stream.
Exactly. We got
this is opportunism.
But you did two different things.
I want her to cup my noodle.
Cup noodle.
I want you to hear this part.
All right? Now you do
one. We got it. Exactly. We got to eat the rich. Exactly.
We got to eat the rich. Exactly.
Isn't she rich from doing this?
Shh. Shut the fuck up, dude. Who the fuck are you, bro?
Yeah, she's going to be an influencer.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she's an influencer. Content creator.
I'm under the influencer.
Yeah, you are. This guy's on everything but roller skates.
Can we?
This guy.
Does she speak anymore? Because, look, that's not a bad... Dude, Jeff Bezos is eating a $1,000 steak in his $1 trillion mansion right now.
Yeah, but he worked for it.
And we're sitting here eating cup noodles like assholes.
He worked for it.
Shut up, bro. You don't fucking know, dude. You fucking would, you fucking boomer, alt-right fucking...
Don't put me in the alt-right with Gina. What are you talking about?
That's the alt-right.
I'm an artist.
She's alt-right.
That's the alt-right side of the table. We're over here with boomer girl, right, Zach?
You know it, baby.
Fuck yeah, dude. What else does she say? Does she say other things?
Dipshit. Lewis is in love.
Dude, I love her.
Stop it.
Is she 22? Is that how old she is?
That's what Harrington told me.
Oh, my God. I want to, and I really mean this. I want her to take a dump in a napkin, and
No, you don't.
I want to sleep with it like it's a teddy bear.
No, you don't.
Every night, that's all I want to do.
At least a plastic bag, not a napkin.
No, that's what I want. No. She's fucking perfect. So, can we get her on the show, Shannon? Can you please reach out?
I will reach out.
Do you think she'd do it? We'll start a fucking Bernie campaign right now. I don't give a shit.
You can be very charming with ladies. Maybe you should reach out,
right? I can't.
Yeah, you're a charmer.
I am. I'll fucking charm the shit off her, dude.
Yeah, you got enough reach too.
Dude, I'm going to send her some cup noodles.
Oh, I found her YouTube channel.
Let me see.
I'm just going to... Oh, I don't think she speaks English in this.
Nicolol. Oh, that's even better. Some dude that wants to fuck her did her graphics.
Okay, Idiots in the Snow.
Let me see.
I don't really know what's happening in it.
They shut down fucking the mountain. Like, I usually go snowboarding in Utah. It's like, they shut it down. Park City.
Lake Tahoe, California. Y estamos aquí para un festival. Pero estamos perdidos porque no sabemos cuándo...
Just get in the back of the truck, Maria.
Oh. She's a little kid. You sure she's... Cut to the part where she's in a van and the guy's offering her money.
Is that her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's her boyfriend? Her fucking dumb. All right, stop it.
Her boyfriend.
It's always
Spanish.
Some cheese ball.
That guy's getting cucked.
She sounds like...
Where were they? What ski lodge?
She sounds like my cleaning lady.
It says California. That's all it says.
California?
Probably at Elk.
Huh?
Gino, that guy's getting cucked.
He's getting cucked. No way he's not. Come on.
Italy, Italy, Italy.
Shannon, please reach out to her, see if we can get her on the show today, okay? Or this week.
God, what domain is that whore going to buy?
So are we going to...
Every hole filled dot chink.
Jesus Christ.
That's
Jesus
not,
Christ.
That's not. No.
I thought it was clever.
Thank you.
I liked it.
Dot org was taken.
Yeah.
Pick a dot net. Nah, I get right for the dot chink.
So let's see. What happened with Obama? He's following a porn star.
What?
Obama.
Yeah, you can share this. Yeah, a porn star named Sarah J.
She's fucking...
Yuck.
I know, seriously. Did she got fucking Chelsea Peretti face?
First of all, I love that he's following a porn star.
Yeah, what's a big deal?
Yeah. It humanizes him.
I don't have a problem with it. It is a little bit strange.
How did it come about? How was it revealed?
This right here.
Okay, hold on.
Sarah J stopped trending. Let's see who's following Sarah J. So yeah, he follows her. I would almost think it's a mistake.
It's probably an accident.
Yeah, because I do that all the time. I accidentally follow people and then I unfollow them.
You unfollowed me yesterday.
No, I didn't.
I'm kidding.
Sometimes I feel like I am all of a sudden following people that I didn't follow,
like reverse shadow ban,
something like that. Yeah,
yeah,
weird.
Like, I have a fan page on Facebook I never use, but I like my Facebook is at 5 and it goes up and down. So I think people unfollow me. But whenever I want to unfollow somebody, like when I need to add like people I want on my regular Facebook, the way I drop people is I go to Hillary Clinton's page and see who my mutual friends are and fucking ditch them.
Wow.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
That's how I do it.
You know, I don't understand how you could possibly care about politics this much. Like, you're fucking...
No, I don't care about politics. I just hate Hillary Clinton.
Psychotic. I mean, like, who cares that much when you're not part of, like, I can see if you were like a fucking button up suit.
I know,
guy.
You're off the grid. What are you talking about? Fifth tattoo?
That's not about
roommates cracking jokes.
That's not about politics. That's just about anyone that thinks Hillary Clinton is a viable person and not just pure evil.
Can I say this? Can I say this?
Sure.
That is, in my opinion.
Here
okay?
we go.
Look, I'm just telling you.
I love it.
If on the other side, if somebody says somebody who's following Donald Trump, I look and I see if they follow Donald Trump, and if they follow Donald Trump, I unfollow
them. I have no problem with that.
That's psychotic. It's psychotic on both sides. Who cares? Who cares if some dumb bitch likes Hillary? As long as she... let me say this.
Okay, what...
No, let me say this.
It's just below following Hitler. It's just below following Hitler in my book. Oh, that's good.
Chris Scopo.
That's Scopo? Out of line.
Why Scopo?
He's so bad.
That's out of line.
He's so bad at podcasting. We gave him his own drop.
Oh,
so listen to me.
I love Scopo.
If a woman or man or whoever is a liberal left winger, whatever it is, right, and they put that aside and can still be a fan of mine and the shit that I do, I appreciate them. I don't really give a fuck. People can have their own political views. Who gives a shit? Have your political views. Yeah. I think it's fine. I would be a hypocrite to sort of say that. So I don't need to just have like-minded people in my world. I think that's a bad thing. You want
to
have...
But it's not about the politics. I don't go to the Bernie page, the Biden page. I don't go to the Bill Clinton page. I love that fucking guy. But I have a problem.
Well, you're a rapist.
Yeah, well, duh. But, well, it's consensual rape. But I have a problem with anyone that doesn't see how evil Hillary Clinton has been.
They're all evil, though. I don't know, man.
Yeah, but she's the one I have a problem with. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I got no problem with if you like Bernie. Some of my best friends like Bernie. I got no problem with that.
You would think Gino's like a father of four, owns his own like kind of small textile business, country club, two-car garage, yelling about the guy
worried
that cleans
about the
school
pool. District for the youngest
you
kid.
You think the guy that cleans the pool has papers? What are you talking about? You live on a fire escape in Hell's Kitchen. I don't get it. It's crazy.
Gina, you're on a six-floor walk-up. You haven't paid rent in 3 months. Yes. Look, Gino loves the coronavirus because he now uses it as an excuse to not pay his rent.
You're not
drinking a Coors Light on the 12th fairway at some fucking waspy country club in the suburbs.
Again, I'll interrupt you guys when I disagree with what you're saying. I interrupted you on the Hillary Clinton thing. Yeah, no problem. You're dead on. Spot on. Spot on.
Gino, you deliver newspapers at 3 o'clock in the morning to make money.
But I will defriend, unfriend Hillary Clinton people first.
Gino's an adult paper boy.
Just pull my apartment up, throw out the paper.
You asked me to look at your penis in the bathroom for $12. What are you talking about?
How do I know you'll deliver my papers? They're cluttering my apartment.
Gino has fucking craziest viewpoints. You should be
for
fucking,
no reason.
You should be praying for Bernie to get in.
Yeah, no shit. Fuck him. You're right, but dude,
I was praying for Andrew Yang. That 12 grand he was throwing.
I can't wait for
money talks.
I can't wait for Trump to get reelected. I cannot wait.
Oh shit.
I think that's a very good possibility.
Watch this. Eight years ago, I couldn't wait for Obama to get reelected when they fucking started praying out all these fucking just old, stupid Republicans, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, it's as insulting what the Republicans did 8 years ago as what the Democrats are doing now. You know they won't let Joe Biden talk for more than 12 minutes? He's running for president, and they're limiting his fucking speech time.
He's like, could you imagine somebody not being able to rant for 12 minutes straight?
Imagine I'm Joe Biden and replace the fear of me saying monkey with him saying something like dementia. Because he does. He said 150 million people, half the U.S. were killed by guns in a debate.
Hold on. Let's fucking... We don't talk about politics on this show.
I'm just saying.
Relax.
Pull it back. Gino's trying to build a reel.
I went off on a tangent.
Fucking back.
I went off on a tangent to prove my point. I'm saying 8 years ago, I was laughing at the Republicans. It's just...
It's all fucking retarded.
Gino's been reading the newspaper he uses as a blanket.
I wake up, I'm like, us. I sweat through the sports page during my night terrors.
Fucking great.
Wait a minute. The immigration laws of this country.
About time we got one of those in today.
Wow. A lot of passion here. A lot of passion. I refuse. I remove myself from it. I can't bring myself to fucking care. You know?
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Who cares, Gino? How do you care?
When I was your age, I was the same way.
You're a younger kid, you don't know, okay? When you have a family like me, you own a property.
No.
You're gonna realize, okay?
Nope. No. I don't have a family. I don't have a property.
Yeah, we know. You rode a skateboard here. You're 58.
I would have died if I rode a skateboard.
Gino,
I'm on the 12th drinking a Coors Light. You think the pool guy has papers? That was my favorite. You think the pool guy has papers? What are you?
Gina,
you delivered my newspaper.
I don't know if I trust that out of mail that we have. We might have to try to look at a new one.
Gino constantly kicks himself in the ass for not buying a brownstone in Bensonhurst in the 60s. God.
So funny.
God, I could have got it in a Coca-Cola. Shit.
Do you think, seriously?
Those son of a bitches from Enron screwed me.
Don't you think we should start investing in the stock market soon? It's going to come back.
You got no money, Gino. What are you talking about?
You
got no cash. Who are you fooling here?
It's a lie.
This guy gets a fucking Bialy and a fucking latte. All of a sudden, he's fucking the Wolf of Wall Street. What are you talking about?
We should start investing.
What, old t-shirts? What are you going to get?
Spoon feeding you. Don't even mean to.
Fuck.
Would you guys like some airtime on Compound Media for 12 shares of Google? Is that possible?
You laugh now. And I'm sleeping on a big fire escape.
Shit. When you're all speaking Chinese, you'll remember what Uncle Gino said. This country's going to hell in a hand. handbasket, I tell
you. You have no money. You have to invest money. Foley's you can't go there with a bag of fucking poker chips.
Dude, I love you. I know.
You're the best. This is hysterical to me.
Real quick, let's get some plugs out of the way. Let's do it. Gina Bisconti, what do you got to plug, my brother?
You can catch me on Compound Media every morning. We need shit podcasts like these more than ever now.
Hell yeah, dude. That's it. The last form. Luckily, podcasts hopefully will not be affected that badly. Look, support the podcast. Go buy the fucking stuff from the sponsors if you can. If you got the money, if you're not affected, if you got the cash, do it now. Because this is a great form of entertainment. The next couple weeks, months, who knows? It's going to be a little bit boring. No movie theaters, no live events, no congregating in parks, no protesting.
Baseball,
no getting together.
Until May, they say.
No getting together to share ideas. Oh, weird. A little bit weird. Right? It's all about keeping us safe. All about keeping us safe from our fucking idea, Shannon, you fucking dumb sheep.
It's not my fault.
It's all your fault, you fucking asshole.
There's no W in fault.
Foley.
Speaking of podcasts, I got a brand new podcast called Are You Garbage with my good pal Kevin Ryan. It's a fun game that we play.
I'm on the first episode. I say yes. It's very short.
Oh, you're garbage.
Very quick.
But yeah. Well, we've had some amazing guests so far. We've had Ian Finance. We've had Mike Cannon.
Yes.
We've had Sean Donnelly.
Yes.
We've had Andy
yes.
Fury. We've had Nathan McIntosh.
These are all yeses.
And you just find out if you're garbage or not. We ask fun questions like, have you ever used a metal detector?
Yes.
You know Gino Bisconte.
Yes.
Have you ever had turkey on any other day but Thanksgiving? If you have, you're fucking trash.
I like it.
Have you listened to Gino's album
garbage?
While nodding?
That's
right.
Mm-hmm. Are You Garbage? We're everywhere. Please, check it out.
Please do. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics bullshitting through movies. And Capital Wrestling here on Gas Digital Network every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Check out all the pods here on the network. Obviously, subscribe. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial to the Gas Digital Network. Real Ass Podcast, over 500 episodes available on demand. Legion of Skanks, Zach Amigo's Midnight Spook Show, believe you me. We got fucking Jamie Joss's podcast.
There's one called The Thing Is I'm a big fan
the
of.
The Thing Is, ding. So many incredible shows. Dave Smith's show. 21 of the best podcasts in the world, and you support us directly by using that promo code RAP. You get a 14-day free trial, pre-release on all the episodes, uncensored, ad-free, and more member benefits. I'm on the road, I believe. Hopefully all my shows don't get canceled. But me and Metzger are going to be in San Francisco, Sacramento, Phoenix, Boston, Vegas. A lot of dates coming up starting in April, hopefully. So I would say don't buy those tickets just yet.
Bookmark them.
Yeah, I mean, look, come. But I'm just saying, hopefully things will start to die down in the next few weeks.
Buy the plane tickets if you're going.
How long do they shut things down in Italy and China for?
Italy is still on lockdown.
How long
China's bouncing back, right?
I mean, I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Can I ask you this? Is the canceling or postponing Skankfest, that's got to be a huge... like undertaking and pain in the ass for you, right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yes.
The coordination of shows and rooms and this and this.
Well, it's one venue. I'm not trying to make light of it. It could have been a lot more insane.
It could have been crazier.
But there's a lot of moving parts.
There's a ton of moving parts. Luckily, Skankfest is not the same type of production as South by Southwest or even Moon Tower for that matter. It's a very different type of thing, right? Mm-hmm. So it is one venue. All these comics are contracted to perform. Most of them can still make it out because we moved it 6 months back. We wanted to make sure that we didn't want to change the fucking lineup. We wanted to, keep all the contracts in place for the most part. And to be honest with you, we needed to sort of give it enough space to let everything breathe and let everyone feel good. It's not so much that Skankfest South is going to be affected. Skankfest in New York is the one that's really sort of taking a fucking little bit of a punch in the gut right now. We're trying to figure out how to make it work.
That's in the summer, right?
Yeah, but the problem is now moving Skankfest South back and then trying to plan another festival with that one.
Yeah,
coming.
It's like it's right on the heels of it.
Damn.
Now.
On top of that, trying to plan anything with large groups of people right now, we have to put every plan that we had right now for Skankfest New York is completely on hold right now. So we are, it's an unfortunate thing. I mean, more than anything else, dude, in 2 weeks we wanted to fucking party and hang out with the best fan base in the world, and it just couldn't happen. So it is what it is. We're going to fucking bounce back, obviously. Excuse me. The best part of all is that we get another 6 months to plan Skankfest, and a lot of the guys that couldn't make it for March, now we're having other conversations with. I think there's a sense of community there where there's going to be a lot more special surprises and guests that are going to come out. So overall, for the people that are coming to Skankfest South, I think you're going to get an actual bigger event. So,
It's pretty cool, man.
Overall, probably a good thing for you guys. Skankfest New York, we got to see what's going to happen. We got to figure out how we're going to make this work. But we have some other plans as well. We have some really cool stuff. We're announcing some incredible things very soon, but we sort of had to put a lot of those announcements on hold as well.
Because you're doing big shit, man. You're doing like huge things.
Yeah, yeah. It's
very
great.
Commendable.
It's very, it's very, very good, it's fucking, this whole thing is fucking everyone in the butt. The truth is this, though, right? So almost everyone I know has been affected by this, right, in one way or another. So people are losing money. Even if you don't work in like the nightlife industry or as a comedian, as a bar, whatever it is, right? I think there's this like trickle down effect where everyone is being affected. So schools are being closed. People have to spend more money on daycare. People have to take more days off of work. Even on the smallest level, right? It seems that everyone's taking a little bit of a hit. But in a weird way, it's like, so, you know, that's life. When it rains for everyone, right?
You got to go away to come back.
All you got to do is fucking...
Can't go around it. You got to go through it. You want to do one?
It's like a locker room and miracle in here.
Can't let the Russians win.
But it's very true. It's like, you know, we can sit here and feel bad for ourselves, and I can sit here and try to quantify my losses versus this person's losses or whatever. Or you can just fucking say, okay, the cream rises to the top. Right. You know, I've lost a few friends who lost writing jobs on TV shows because everything's on hold and they're not paying people to just sit around and fucking not write. They're like, all right, we'll bring you guys back when we can. And it's like, well, all right, it sucks, but is that going to be the end of you? Is fucking having to take a few weeks off of work going to be the end of you? Probably not, or I hope not. If you think it is, it probably will be. So I use it as an opportunity to reset mentally, and that's that. You know, wherever you go, there you are. Anyone else?
Good shit. I like it.
Anyone else? No.
Do you know any words of wisdom?
See, it was actually a spider monkey. And what happened was he came over on a boat, like a lot of monkeys do. Yeah. Came over on a boat.
Come on.
But he didn't have to row. All right, what?
Y'all done?
Come on.
Do you think the pool guy has papers?
I imagine Gino's affected because there's less cars on the bridge. They're squeegee.
I can park anywhere. I can park my place anywhere now.
The panhandling business is down for Gino.
Down.
I had a homeless woman touch my arm the other night, and I
would have freaked.
I almost punched
out.
Her directly in the
That's
fucking
one
chin.
Thing. I gave a homeless woman $1 today, and I touched her hand. I was like on the thing, just bathing in alcohol.
All that shit's on
vodka.
Lock. Anybody asking you for a lighter that you don't know, or fucking, yeah. Hey, can I get a drag of that? What the fuck? No. Yeah. No.
Was it the lady with the beard?
Yeah, the bearded lady. She asked for. She goes, "Let me get $5 or $10." I'm like,
five
no.
or ten.
That's, that's a specific
crazy. Recession going
but
on.
That's
lady.
What you do. You give them a specific amount. And
look, I don't
five
mind.
Five or ten.
And they're like, here's $1. $1? I was going to give you a nickel.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that by the way. I kind of respect her hustle there.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm like, all right, bitch, but whatever. So, but I'm like, no, get away. I hate her. She lives on my block, outside, like on my block. I see her every day. I've become so, it's not even desensitized to her. I'm now verbally mean to her. Like, I'm just like, get the fuck away from me, you nasty old
bearded
bitch.
Wait till she's not there for a week and
I
you think she's
you.
Dead. You'll feel bad.
No,
here's
I won't.
The thing. Yeah, you if she we'll sees see. You every day, she should lay off.
She's
you.
Obnoxious.
Because you know, there's guys that come around certain clubs and stuff like that. It's like, you see me all
yeah,
the time. Like, when you're in the West Village.
Yeah.
It's like, I see you every fucking day. You're still giving me the fucking, I'm looking for
around
a job.
Around comedy
pitch?
Clubs? Yeah. I don't yeah. know that. No, I don't know.
Oh, he's sitting right next to me.
Nope. Don't know. Like the comedy club?
So she goes, let me get $5 or $10, baby. And I was like, no. And then she goes, why?
Oh.
And I went, don't fucking touch me. Are you crazy? Why are you touching me?
But don't you think also if the coronavirus is in her, she's so immunocompromised, none of it's leaving. It's like, oh, I'm not leaving. I'll just die in your body.
She should be touching me anyway with her fucking gross fingers. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not being an asshole. It's
what
fucking
if she
disgusting.
Had sexy fingers, sexy hobo fingers?
If she was hot, I'd try to fuck her.
I think that's going to be a long-term effect, and it might be a good effect.
What?
People are going to be just more conscious of washing their hands. I think we're going to be more conscious of whether we, you know, hug and shake hands and all that kind of bullshit. That stuff's going to eventually go away.
No. I don't think it's going to go away. this is going to disappear in a few weeks.
I like the bow. The bow's nice. You like the bow? Well, of course he doesn't.
If you bow,
my ass.
If somebody bowed at me. By the way,
definitely the bow does not work.
That's true. Yeah, the bow doesn't work.
If somebody bowed at me, I would kick them in their forehead. I would kick them directly. Wow. When they bent down, spike their fucking forehead with my toe.
I am a hugger. I'm aggressive. I'll always be.
Yeah.
Always be.
Yeah. So, so hold on one second. So we didn't really finish talking about Obama and following that porn star. Do you guys follow any porn stars?
Yeah, but not. I don't pay attention. I follow them, but I don't really pay attention to them.
Yeah, follow, no. But a guy that listens to our podcast, I follow him on Instagram, and he's a big cosplay guy with the cosplay girls.
A guy? Oh, he's into. He's yes. Follows them. I thought you meant.
And I follow. Like he has a cosplay. I follow him in his stories. He follows this one lady named Liz Katz.
Pull her up.
Oh my, I'm in love.
LIZKATZ.
She's not a porn chick. She's a cosplay.
She's a cosplay girl. They are unbelievable.
Well, that's what's fucking little Boomer Girl. She does cosplay too sometimes.
Oh, really? That stuff is so hot.
I gotta download TikTok.
Usually I'm not like that. Stuff's incredible. What? They're just like rolling around Comic-Con? How are these nerds supposed to have any defense against that?
You don't have.
Hey, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's good. That's Liz Katz.
You got Mountain Dew Code Red all over your shirt. You're walking around and she walks by you.
Ooga, freak out, Wookie.
You like that, huh?
Who wouldn't like that? She's hot.
She's hot. She's a little bit of a weird stomach.
The other girl's not that hot, whoever she is.
Are you crazy? You're saying, okay, Boomer Girl's
this
hot.
This guy. Are this guy crazy? Right here, huh?
I don't know about the friend on the right.
Oh, I love
that's
him.
All you, Gino.
I loved him in Outbreak.
Take one for the team, buddy.
I've been the grenade before.
Let me see.
Oh, go to the green one.
Yeah, she's great, but I don't like those big fake titties.
Well, you're wrong. You don't like the bottom tit right there?
I like it. No, it's
you're
it's,
wrong.
Look, I fucked around.
Go to that green and yellow thing.
I fucked around with a lot of girls before, and I fucked around.
Oh,
with a few
yeah,
chicks
go to this.
She's beautiful. Gina, come on.
Speaking. Shut up.
Oh, sorry.
I fucked around with a lot of chicks before, and I fucked around with chicks that have fake titties, and it's great to fuck around with a chick that has fake titties. But when I'm lusting after a woman, if I'm simping for a woman, as they say.
Simping?
Simping is a new thing, right?
Simping? That's a thing?
If you're a simp, yeah, you fucking lust after bitches online, and you're like, oh, you're the best. We've been simping for OK Boomer Girl for a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you... Okay.
I'm a simp.
We're all simps to some extent.
Major fucking simp. Yeah. In fact, pull up OK Boomer Girl talking about simps. She talks about it. It's on YouTube. I saw a video where she's like, simps are great. Simps are the best.
In a subservient submissive position under a woman in hopes of winning.
A man that puts too much value on a female for no reason. That could be anyone.
Yeah, it's being a fucking dude.
Yeah, being a man.
Trying to get laid.
See also manning up.
It's called, exactly. Trying to get a little bit of fucking puss. Okay, you got to simp a little bit for a bitch if you're trying to fuck her. Okay, if you're just like, I'm too cool for it. Shut the fuck up, dude. You're not getting any pussy at all if you're doing that, okay? Welcome to the fucking game of life. You gotta simp out for these whores, and they love it.
I haven't played the game of life in years.
Yeah.
Put little pegs in the car, you spin the wheel.
Yeah.
I love that game.
Gino, when you, last time you played it, you thought life was going to end up so different.
Different.
Gino's going to have three kids.
No, this is kind of how I always looked at it. It's Gino. Let me tell you,
there was no zero on that dial.
It was one spinning it.
I kept getting ones.
Yeah.
Every day I wake up, there's no surprise or shock on my vein. Like, yeah, this is it.
Collect 12 roommates and an alcohol problem.
This
what
is
the
it.
Fuck?
Monopoly, the $10 beauty prize, second place. Head. This is all what I expected.
Co-headlining with Aaron Berg, collect $50.
Like $50. Don't ask how much Berg made.
Oh, that's so funny.
Gino's the only person who's trying to land on free parking.
Just let me stay one more row. No doubles. No doubles.
Go ahead. Let's see.
Here we go. She's touching her face.
Talking about guys simping for a girl. I just don't understand what's wrong with like worshiping a girl.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that. Okay.
Well, she's the Virgin Mary.
Girls deserve to be worshipped.
Hell yeah.
All right.
She's making sense.
Not saying specifically me.
Ah, he's a big word, bitch.
Okay. But girls should be worshipped.
All of them.
All right. It doesn't mean you're a simp.
Way hotter on mute.
All right. Simping isn't bad. Simping is king shit, okay?
King
you're
shit.
A king if you're not afraid to simp.
She's not even good at speaking, which is awesome. I love the fact that she's not good at talking. It's my
you gotta be perfect together.
It's my favorite part
it's
about
not her.
Her
thing, talking.
Did she just, she couldn't say cup of noodles? She said cup noodles. Oh, I love her.
She's cutting to the chase. Cup noodles. You know what?
Cup noodles.
Don't need the of or the o. Fuck the o.
She couldn't say Jeff Bezos. She's just like every. What, Shannon?
I don't think it's her first language. I think English is not her first language, so she's killing it. She's crushing doing a great it, job. Dude.
Yeah. Imagine I try to speak Spanish right now.
Hi.
Si, señorita. Dame la leche, maricón, puta mamá.
So gross.
Dame la leche.
I used to date a Spanish guy. I've heard those words before.
You love that shit, right?
I want it's actually kind of hot when a guy can speak Spanish.
Exactly. See? Mio boca e tu culo.
Really ass hot. To mouth. Mouth to ass.
That was, I love Dylan's contribution was whatever it was. Dylan.
That would be the credit music if Lewis had a sitcom.
I got to piss so badly. I've got to piss so fucking badly.
Go piss.
Yeah, but if I'm going to come back, you're going to be fucking ranting about how you can't wait for Trump to get reelected. Oh,
Jesus, don't leave us alone with him.
Can't wait that he will be.
Oh, my God, Gino. Who cares? I hope he gets a bullet to the head.
Again, it's not that I love Trump. I just hate how the Democrats are insulting the voting public. That's all.
They're all terrible. I hope they,
agreed.
I hope everyone who's running for president.
Trump is an idiot. He knows he's an idiot.
Everyone who's running for president eats a fucking bullet.
Fair enough.
Every one of them.
Fair enough.
They're all fucking awful. And if you fucking, if you care, and if you're out there and you fucking think that these people aren't horrible human beings, and you fucking think that you really believe that they're fucking good people that are going to do good for the world, you also deserve a fucking bullet to the head.
He's right.
This it's all, it's
but
all.
But if you're not insulted by the way they treat you like an idiot, like,
but on every side they treat you like an idiot. They all do.
Yeah, it's just that you don't pay attention. I've started to, and that's the problem. Like I never used to.
Yeah, you gotta stop.
Yeah, you're right. You're dead on.
You gotta fucking stop, Gene. All right. So, let's see. What is this one? Okay, the NFL is softening its stance on weed. So what's the deal with that?
I didn't even see that. They're softening their stance on all drugs, like all fucking, you know, regular drugs, not PEDs. Like you still get, but if you get like caught with a like cocaine, if you're on cocaine, they don't suspend you now.
Who tests?
They fucking let you play football, but they send you to rehab and fine you.
Who tests them for performance-enhancing drugs? Because they all have to be on.
They all get tested for that shit.
But is it the NFL that does it independently?
I don't know. I just know it's random testing.
Yeah. I mean, because they all got to be on it, right? Because in MMA, like, they have USADA, and they all get caught all the time.
Yeah.
And you gotta figure...
Like, an hour before the fight, they cancel it all the time, yeah. It seems like.
Those guys party? Those MMA guys, they party?
Oh, they'll party. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. The MMA guys party, for sure. I'm just talking about...
He fucked Bisping's wife.
So. Please never say that ever again. Delete that. Edit that right now.
Made love to.
NFL proposing eliminating positive drugs.
They did. That's a done deal, I thought. Is that today?
Wow, that's...
Yeah, they...
This is March 5th.
Yeah, I read they did that. I read if you get caught with, like, regular drugs, you know what,
Dylan,
I mean?
Why are you bringing 10-day-old news to my show?
In her defense, they just passed the CBA last night. Very good, Harry. Thank they you. Just passed the CBA last night, so now it's law.
Did you call Dylan. Him 12 different names?
What is your name, Dylan? What were you going to say?
You say Harry?
Oh, yeah, Harrington's the fucking guy with the beard and the hat. I'm sorry.
Good, go.
No, the CBA officially went through last night, and this is one of the rules that they put through that there'll be no more suspensions off of marijuana. So I thought you were a weed smoker. I thought y'all would enjoy it. You know?
I don't give Yay, a weed. Shit.
And it's but it's not just weed.
Any adult.
Well, that's dangerous. Cocaine is dangerous because you could have a fucking heart attack the next week.
Listen to me.
What if like the UFC or something like?
Everyone, shut the fuck up.
All right, here we go.
Preach, Lewis.
I got a fucking just yapping over me over and over again. It's psychotic. Just fucking everyone, relax a little. Let's bring it down a little bit. Let's bring the energy down a little bit. Okay, I'm high as fuck.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm high as shit, dude.
Nice.
I'm gonna smoke a blunt right after this. It's gonna be fucking fire. Okay. But I'm going to be honest with you. If you're an adult and you're going like, oh, yeah, dude, fucking great. The NFL players can smoke weed. Shut up, you faggot loser. Who cares? Smoke your weed. Do your coke. Do your fucking ecstasy. Do your OxyContin. I don't give a fuck, dude. You got problems. You got problems. I got problems. That's a fact. Okay?
But a bitch ain't one.
It's one of my fucking favorite Dan Soder jokes. Probably from his first of eight specials where he's like, when I was younger, I used to smoke weed. And I used to be like, I smoke weed every day. And he's like, now when I say it, I was like, I smoke weed every day. It's just a fucking great, like, yeah, we're adults. Who fucking cares? Dylan, do you know the tone of this show? Do you think I'm going to be like, hoorah, yippee-ki-yay, everyone's getting to smoke weed, welcome to the hippie party? Do you think that's what this is?
I mean, it's better that they're smoking weed than getting hooked on pain pills, if that helps.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you think I care about NFL players? I hope every NFL player fucking takes a bullet to the head.
My, the biggest thing I took from...
What am I going to gamble on?
Bullet to the head. Bullet to the head. That's the new theme of the show. I don't care about NFL players or politicians. Two of my least favorite categories.
What do you care about other than this bitch on TikTok?
Why not NFL players?
And of course your fan.
Nicolula. That's my new girlfriend. It's me and her versus the fucking world. This bitch could join Lynn us.
Katz? That's my girl.
That's your girlfriend.
I love her, man.
The one on the right.
Yeah, that's the one I wanted to see. The suspender one.
That's great. No, she's hot. Look, dude, she's obviously hot, but she does have one eye that's smaller than the other. Look at the left eye compared to her right eye. Look at it. Am I wrong or am I right?
Oh,
well, that's that picture. Do a different. Is it that in every picture?
This is how you fucking check this hot, as you point that out to her at one point. Oh, and you get in her head. Get in her fucking head. Yeah, look, the same way in every picture. Maybe. Look at that.
Yeah, they look fine there.
Shannon, have you considered your OnlyFans anymore?
No, but I have had people tweet at me saying that they're waiting for it.
They would fucking love it. They would love an OnlyFans with Shannon.
I mean, I have no night job now, so I need to recap.
Shannon.
There you go.
Shannon, this is it, baby. We're going to fucking make some dough.
I mean, if Gas Digital closes.
If Gas Digital, I will close it. Gas Digital just to get Shannon to get an OnlyFans.
We're all going broke. Look at these tits.
How cool would that be? I started jerking off to the porn star that Shannon likes. That's what a weird thing that Shannon hasn't. She's living in my headspace
now.
The dude? You jerk off to the dude?
I jerk off to the dude. I jerk off to him fucking women. Not just like pictures of his cock.
Yeah, you have to say that. You can't go, I jerk off to this male porn star.
No, dude, I'm fucking telling you right now. That's how much in my head Shannon's gotten, where I've fantasized. I'm like, I know she's fantasized about this one in specific. And
That's your fella?
That's her fella.
Your guy?
That's your guy?
Yep, sure.
Wow. Okay.
Sure is.
It's the only porn I watch.
See, I can't watch that guy fucking a chick.
Shannon, will you call me tonight when you're masturbating to him so I can listen to you?
No.
Come on.
No, but we could do it at the same time. Like, let me know when you're going to do it, and then I'll do it, and we hang up the phone.
By the way.
That really just...
And then you'll be a minute in. Are you done? I'm done. That was great.
You know when, like, they start to inflate the wacky wave?
Yes.
And it just goes... My dick just did the worm.
Shannon, can we do a masturbation session together?
Like, I'm going to play VR tennis with Ralph, and then masturbate with you.
Shannon's definitely lately a little more into it, right? Has she not been a little bit more receptive to my sexual harassment?
I think it's called Stockholm Syndrome.
It's true.
And yes.
Sup, girl. So we were going to do a bit today on the show. I had this really great idea for this concept, right? And we were going to have Dylan. We're going to do, well, actually, the original idea was we're going to have man versus woman. Who can get more hugs in the park? Just send them out into the park and see who can get more hugs. And the whole funny bit was going to be, we're going to have Shannon go. And obviously, guys, we're just going to hug her because guys are perverts. And then we're going to have Luke, Asian Luke, which would be funny. Like, no one's going to hug an Asian. I was going to actually put him in like a ventilator and like an IV drip. It was going
to
be really funny.
And I found a mask.
And you found a mask.
I found a mask. They're so hard to find. I did find
see?
And I made signs, the glittery signs.
See?
Yeah.
We were doing this whole thing. And then fucking faggy Dylan said no. Dylan was just like, no, I'm not hugging people in the park.
I got a text that was like, can you come Monday morning to hug people in the park? And then after like back and forth like twice, I was like, I don't think I want to do this. But you never explained to me the bit. I didn't know the whole idea was to have Luke. But Luke couldn't do it. So what were you going to do after that?
Weren't we going to have Luke do it or no?
Luke was on the road, so Wingnut was going to come.
Oh, Wingnut was coming.
And Wingnut was down to do
Wingnut
it.
Wingnut was definitely down to do it, okay? So
is that you? You Wingnut?
We had an Asian.
I'm Swingnut.
We had a fucking Asian ready to go. And then I get a call from Ralph last night. And he's like, hey, dude. He's like, do you mind not doing this whole hugging random strangers in the park bit and then bringing people into the studio? And I was like, fine. I'll give you this one.
It was going to be Harrington versus Wingnut.
Sure, Harrington was down. Harrington, by the way, Harrington stepped the fuck up and showed me that he wanted to produce this show, which is a different attitude than Dylan has.
But Harrington lives in that park.
Well, did you see? It's funny,
Harrington wants hugs for warmth.
Yeah.
Did you see the first guy in the NBA to get coronavirus, Rudy Gobert, on Tuesday? Or actually, it was Monday, whatever. 2 days before, he got diagnosed with coronavirus. 2 days before was the first day that they started. They were still playing the NBA, and they're like, look, nothing but non-essential personnel in the locker rooms, and reporters literally were 6 to 8 feet away. They had to stand behind the thing, you know, for protection. And he's like, this is ridiculous. So he shakes every reporter's hand, and he touches every microphone. 2 days later, he's the first guy to get coronavirus.
Good.
That's fucking hysterical.
Yeah.
The regular Cuba Gooding Jr.
There he is. There's Rudy Gobert.
He's touching everything to be funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's pretty funny. So, Dylan.
Gobert.
Do you not want this position on the show? Because I feel like Harrington was
I'm set up
willing...
for a boxing match.
I know. We're still doing that.
I don't know, man.
You don't think we're doing it now?
I almost got shot in Harlem. I've been doing some pretty good things. What? I just didn't want to get the corona. I have a... respiratory issues.
You don't have rest. You have respiratory issues?
I do. No, I really do.
What are they?
Asthma and shit. My brother has...
Do you have asthma?
Yeah.
No, this almost turned into his brother has asthma.
Do you have asthma?
My brother... Cause,
do you...
Yes, I have asthma. Yes.
You have asthma?
Yes.
Dylan?
Yes.
Dylan?
He sounds asthmatic.
You have a little inhaler.
No, I don't need a little inhaler.
His brother has asthma.
Dylan's a liar.
You want me to pull up my fucking medical record?
Yes.
I'll call Dr. Cowblum.
Doctor,
yes, that's a Jew.
Dr. Cowboy? Who
you
is
know
that?
When you're caught in a lie, so you make up facts to try to make it?
I will call my mom right now.
Please call your mom right now. By call the way, her right now.
You know who's getting killed
right
now?
Oh, she texted me.
Who's getting killed
call
right
her.
Now?
Vegas.
No, call her. Call her on the. Call her on the. Call her on the.
Yeah.
No gambling.
Sure. I don't want my mom on that. I want control.
In the middle of a show, Gina.
It's a subtext.
Call her on the system.
Look. I don't want her on the system.
Why?
It's. I just want a quick answer.
Call your whore mother.
No.
I mean, we were going to literally. I was just going to start jerking off into the phone. I was going to fucking Louie your mom. Why are you calling her not on the system?
Because it's easier this way. I'll get a quick answer.
No, so then she can't hear me.
I don't want her, mom.
You're a slut. Mom. You're a dirty slut.
Mom.
She's like, I'm shitting out of my mouth. Mom, help,
mom.
Help.
You're live on air. I love you. Can you just confirm? Oh, yeah. Don't say anything crazy.
Confirm or deny.
Do you have a fat pussy?
No. Shut the fuck.
No,
up.
No, you have to phrase it without leading her. Yeah. Ask her a simple question.
Yeah, like, help. Mom, tell me about the thickness of your pussy
health
lips.
Health issues. Like, what's something you would say? Health issues.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, Dylan.
I didn't grow up with any health issues.
Is being a faggot a health issue?
wait, say it again.
Have really bad asthma. Growing
up. I still have asthma.
We don't believe you.
You have asthma. You can't go out of it. You have it.
Ooh. By the way, you're...
I'm sorry. I wasn't...
Yeah, mom, you kind of fucked me on that one.
Yeah.
Everyone's calling me a liar now.
She's like, Dylan, I was being double teamed by black men and you interrupted me.
I don't think that's what she said.
So what do you want me to do?
Right,
you put
mom.
Me on the spot. I was being fucked by two giant black men.
All right, mom, okay? I love you.
I love you. Lamont, Tayshaun, continue.
See, that's more racist than the monkey thing. Come on, that's racist.
But it's clever.
It's very. I enjoyed it, but the fact I like it doesn't help. You're not winning if I find it entertaining.
Also, I bet you Dylan texted her to fucking let her know what to say. Yeah. I don't trust him.
She got the text after she said no. Oh, wait, you had asthma your whole life.
And I swear to God, if I had a Petri dish with confirmed coronavirus in a Petri dish and I said, Harrington, lick that Petri dish right now, he would do it in a heartbeat. That's the difference between his attitude and your attitude,
he
Dylan.
He needs the nourishment.
That's also a good point. Dylan made me laugh finally. Yeah. There you go. It's the first time on the show, guys. There we go. Pretty good. All right, let's wrap this one. I got to piss. We got to get out of here. A lot of shit happening, guys. Shannon, who's on the show on Wednesday?
So far, I have Tom Cassidy.
I love Cassidy.
I just need one more person. I don't know about
who's
booking.
Available.
Yeah.
Only hot women. No more uggos.
So you want a hot chick?
Hot chicks.
Okay.
Okay.
Deal.
Where's Natalie Cuomo? She'll come
I'll
in.
I'll text her.
Edit that part out. Natalie Cuomo.
She's engaged.
Shut up.
She's doing underwear ads.
What?
On Instagram.
What?
Selling underpants. On
edit all this out.
Selling she's an influencer now?
Selling underpants.
Big fans. Oh, she's so funny. Shut up. You shut the fuck up. Edit all that out. Make sure none of we don't look like perverts, okay? We want her to respect us as men and gentlemen. Wednesday, Natalie Cuomo.
We'll be selling her underpants.
Shut up. Stop it, dude. Stop disrespecting these fucking beautiful hot women that are funny. Shannon, goodbye. I love you, baby. We're going to masturbate at the same time tonight. Thanks for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back Wednesday if the world's still out there. Goodbye.
That's all, folks.